to the troubles. You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too clear. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear the last part of this sermon now, just preached on Sunday, entitled The Darkness is Here. We have a couple titles for this. We're looking at the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Earlier in the week, I've been sharing with you how the Lord showed me years ago that the falling away is not something that's way off into the future, but that we're already living that and we're in it right now. This is why Jesus said how and why there's wicked people all among us. He says that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And we've been sleeping. And that's in and of itself another sign that Jesus' return is near. And that is, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when he returns. People will be marrying and given in marriage. Not that there's anything wrong with marriage, but that people are going to be oblivious to what's going on around them. And that is the age that we live in. We see all the time, I read about generals and colonels, they get court-martialed or threatened to be court-martialed for having a Bible on their desk. This is what we're talking about, where the name of Jesus is banished and forbidden to be spoken. Christmas, Christians, Jesus, you get the drift. This is the age we're living in. Oh, the falling away from the faith. It's not something way off, friend. You're living it right now. Wake up. Smell the coffee. It's all around us. We're going to look at another sign today now. And this is out of Romans chapter 11. Now we're going to talk about the nation of Israel. God's plan for Israel. God's not done with the nation of Israel. He's got a plan for them. And, well, I won't say anymore. That's what we're going to look at here today. In today's program, we're in a Romans chapter 11. And I'm starting off here talking about full. You might not understand the context. We're looking at fullness. Paul says blindness has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles is coming. So we're looking at this word full. Those are going to be the comparisons that I'm making at the start of today's program. Here's the last part of this message now.
I'll read you the thing. You tell me if you can add to it. And don't be snide. A full tank of gas. Can you add to it without ruining your shoes? 60 seconds. 60 minutes. 12 inches to a ruler. 128 hours to a week. How about the fullness of time? How about Galatians 4:4? It says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Can you add anything to full? No, you can't. That exact second Jesus was coming into this world. And that second was at the fullness of time, not a minute before and not a minute after. Same way he's going to answer your prayers too, in the fullness of time. Are you waiting on God for something? He doesn't operate on your clock. Like that old saying, you know, God is seldom early, but he's never late. At the fullness of time, that's when he sent his son. Again, that's Galatians 4:4. At the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. Fullness and full is a number. Like all the other examples, even time. Church, the fullness of the Gentiles is a number too. And it's a number, I fear, from looking at the signs, is very near. And it's a number known only to God. And that number represents the total number of Gentiles that will come to the faith. That's my understanding of it. Fullness means the same here as all the other texts and examples. The kingdom of heaven and the shutting of the door doesn't happen. God doesn't say, last call. The doors are shut when the numbers hit. The kingdom of heaven is like. We've been looking at that for a month, haven't we? The kingdom of heaven is like. Matthew chapter 13. Every example of the kingdom he's given, the kingdom of heaven is like. Here's one of my own. The kingdom of heaven is like a maximum capacity sign hanging on the pearly gates. There's a sign with a number on it. Dot, dot, dot. And once that number is hit, you see, this is the great mystery of the kingdom of heaven, is that not everyone gets into the kingdom who wants to. Not everyone gets into the kingdom who wants to. Help me out, Jesus. Luke 13:24, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Hear the words of this prophet. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Again, here we go with that phrase. When you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, every time you see the phrase weeping and gnashing of teeth, it's with people on the outside of the kingdom looking in. And they want to get in, but they can't because it's too late. That's the great mystery of the kingdom. Not everyone gets in who wants to get in. But you got to get in while the doors are open, because the time is coming, he's going to shut the door. Strive to enter. Strive is the word agonizo. It means like it sounds, agonize. Same Greek word used of Jesus when he sweat great drops of blood and he agonized in prayer in the garden. Is the attitude and the mindset you need to have to take one of these chairs that represents the kingdom of heaven today. It's not about last call. It's about taking one of these chairs while they're here. Because heaven has got a maximum capacity sign on the door. Not everyone gets in that wants to get in. So he says, therefore, if you hear my... No, today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts like they did in the rebellion when I was angry with that generation. But take the chair today while it's still open and available for you. For those here in this church, now is the time of salvation. If you haven't done that, today is the day you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and you sit down on this seat. If you're listening on the radio, I've got two chairs here in front of my church that represents the kingdom of God. The kingdom's got a maximum capacity sign on it. I don't know the number, but the days are short. The days are short. Maybe Dan Stahlbaum's preaching the same thing up the street. And he's got 800 people. Now, you see, that one's gone. Someone up at his church is going to take that chair. Now you got First Baptist Merritt Island. He's got 1,000. Heaven forbid the Holy Spirit put the same message on his heart. And this is a picture, 2019, July, June, whatever day it is. That is what the kingdom of heaven looks like today. And it breaks my heart. I'm afraid. Think of all the people out here in the world, and that's what's left. Is your name in the book? See, the darkness and the falling away has already happened. God says, wake up, smell the coffee, my return is near. All those that call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's my invitation to you today. And if you hear this on the podcast today or on the radio, the chairs are few and the time is short. And today is the day to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and take that chair. Amen. Praise be to God. Lord, we thank you. Praise be to you and to your holy name. We worship you today. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who enabled us to take these chairs and come down and sit in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to have that promise fulfilled that to all those who overcome, we get to sit on your throne like you overcame and sat with your heavenly Father on his throne. What an honor we certainly are not worthy of. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Praise your holy name here today. We pray you'd send us out. Put people in our path that you are dealing with behind the scenes that just need us to help show them the way and to claim their seat in the kingdom. And we thank you for your mercy and grace, enabling us and opening up your arms and your doors for us to have a place in your kingdom. We praise you and magnify your holy name today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Welcome to